I'm kind of curious. Yeah. Do you remember when you first came in contact with the blues, what first attracted you to it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Ori and I grew up together. We met when we were 11. But when I met him, he introduced me to the blues because his dad was a huge blues lover. And that was very rare in Israel, you know, and still is. They don't know who Buddy Guy is, you know what I mean? So I mean, he introduced that to me. Let's just say Led Zeppelin was definitely the biggest influence when we were that young. That was the first band that really, like, caught our attention and made us want to do this for a living. But obviously, yeah, Muddy Waters, Big Mama Thornton, Etta James, Janis Joplin, all of them. And we just dove into that music, like, him and I as kids, and grew up on it. But none of our friends did that. They were always very different.
It sounds like you had to rely on records and not radio.
That's right. That's right. Records, when the internet, you know, became like YouTube and stuff, obviously that was a huge thing for us because all of a sudden we had access to whatever we were looking for, but you also need to know what you're looking for.
That's true.
To get on there and, like, you know, so.
And that's one thing about the internet is there's so much stuff there that it can be overwhelming and you have to know where to look and what you're looking for. So.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It was also a skill that we had to acquire. Like, you know, how to find new music on that platform, you know, because there was no one to guide us, really. I mean, Ori's dad loved all the jazz and blues that he had, but he would listen to very general stuff that everyone knows, like Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf and, you know, all of them. But he didn't know stuff like, I don't know, he didn't have any really, you know, less known blues musicians who are still amazing and can blow you away. And we just found it through related stuff online. So, like, we just kept, you know, evolving with that. And, like, Sonny Boy Williamson and Funhouse and all the real, you know, blues guys. And at the same time, obviously, like, not just blues. I mean, Ori and I are also a lot into rock, and we got a lot of rock in our music and funk and soul. So that was also influences we had at that age.
Oh, yeah, Led Zeppelin would kind of lead you that direction, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, Led Zeppelin, I mean, yeah. I mean, people compare us to them, but it's not, I don't think we sound like them. I think there's an influence for sure. But what's cool about the band is that we really love the blues so much, and that's our real passion, but we bring in a lot of different stuff that we just grew up on, you know.
Well, that's what I really like is when people can stay a little bit true to the heart of the blues, but they can also bring in their other influences and you know,
exactly, kind of
expand the blues a bit. So.
That's what we try to do because that's just what we like to do without even trying to, you know, not even because of some goal that we have as a blues loving community where we want to, you know, see where it can go or anything like that. That's a great thing in itself, but when we perform with our music, it's because that's where we feel like we can express ourselves the best, you know? So, I mean, the blues is just, Ori and I, it's like, at this point, you know, at the beginning, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just did it because it felt good. But at this point, we know that it's just him and I both, and Yam has the same thing, but Yam also has got a reggae CD in Israel. It's our drummer. He's a composer and a songwriter, and he's got his own reggae CD in Hebrew in Israel that he released 2 years ago. But he's also got the reggae thing going on. But he also feels, I mean, the three of us with the blues, it's like, I don't know, it's just a connection that we really ourselves are not sure how come it's like that, but it's just there, you know?
I like the idea of infusing some reggae into the blues. That can work very well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when we jam, we do that kind of stuff a lot. Right now, we released a CD in May, Happy for Good, May 2013. And right now, we have material for a new CD. We're working on demos, and we're trying to expand a little into stuff like gospel, R&B, soul, funk, you know, a little more. Like, still maintaining the blues basis, that's not going to change because that's just where we always tend to go back to. But you know, we're trying to bring a little more diversity of influence that we've had through the years into the CD, you know, just so it's like a bit more diverse.